Campbell Brown, lovely boy. There was a dog on the field, but there you go. When all those boys, those blue boys running around with beautiful haircuts.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I've been watching bowls. Be interested to know I put down some beautiful bowls from the chair. And apologies to Miles. I didn't think his name was Andrew. I loved you, Miles.
It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
Yeah, it's hanging in there, that song. I want to go back to thank you for being a friend, as
no,
you know.
No, Hutchie, it was out. It was, look, the people have spoken. The yeah. people have spoken.
The comedy
team,
club out the back had gone there.
They love this one. I love this one. The audience had no, they went, got the chocolates.
The vote went my way last week.
It didn't go your way. It went us 53% to 47%.
Can I propose a compromise?
No compromise.
A mash-up.
Oh, well,
next
Zipper's
week.
Got a few other shows he's got to work on. He's got future stars he's got to work on for Tuesday night.
I saw you trying to brief him on... I'll get some of that later on.
A lot of feedback on Future Stars, I believe. Real good feedback.
Anyway, it's
time
on a
Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, Hutch.
Margaret is...
Thanks to Bravo Management.
Margaret, we love you. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning. Good morning. I love you all too.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You got anything
planned? Another Mother's Day.
What's planned?
I'm mother to a lot of people, aren't I? I'm an SEN's mother too.
No doubt about that. No doubt. How are you spending Mother's Day weekend?
I don't know yet, Hutchie. They haven't told me, but ooh. I presume there'll be something on.
I'll be a surprise.
There'll be something doing.
Well, The Rocky will have his little vacuum thing around his neck tomorrow at lunch. He'll be ready to go. The Rock will.
Oh,
he'll be
absolutely.
He'll be looking for some scones and some...
Yeah, oh, I...
He'll be
I sent him home a cake last night.
Imagine the
nice cake. He doesn't eat cream, but he puts jam in it and...
You made him a cake?
A sponge cake, yeah.
Yeah, he eats them like a sandwich, doesn't he?
No. I'll say yes, just for fun. He'll love that.
If you could pick your ultimate Mother's Day meal, your dream Mother's Day meal, what would be in it?
Tacos?
For me, I love peace. I like roast pork.
Yeah, I do too.
I'd have roast pork, yep. Baked potatoes. I love potatoes. I think I was born in a potato. Love potatoes. And baked pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Yuck.
Maybe peas or beans. Yeah. That's about it.
Yep.
Sweets, not a big sweet eater. Perhaps some pavlova, of pavlova.
Oh, yep.
No, that's about it. I'm not a big eater, so as long as it was on a small plate, I'd love it.
What about nibbles?
Oh, cheese. Cheese and bickies. I'm a real mouse. I'll come back as a mouse, I think. I love cheese.
Hey, Margaret, will you be watching the Blues tomorrow afternoon? They're the 4:30 game, I believe.
Yes, I hope I can see the match through. I hope they don't make me nervous.
Go to the shed.
I go to the shed if otherwise, and I do go out the shed too, don't worry.
Yeah.
I hope they don't make me nervous. So, yes, I'm looking forward to seeing them.
It's the last game of the round. It's going to be a good game against the Crows. I don't think there'll be any walk in the park. I don't think there'll be a pushover tomorrow.
Oh, I know. Don't start me nervous before it starts. I know they won't be a walk in the park. Shush. Shush.
It'll be a good game.
I've had an exciting week.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
I got a new bed. One that you press the button with.
Mm-hmm.
And the two guys that walked in, Simon and Craig, that was their names, got a new bed for Margaret from Sunbury.
Well, they said that.
They knew who you were.
They knew who I was. Simon played, knew all about the trainer. Simon played soccer with Manning.
Oh,
said
really?
He was a great soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig, a few years back, played football with the Essendon Seconds. So I've got to send a cheerio to Simon and Craig and tell them thanks very much for the great day. We had a lot of fun. Got our photos taken.
Oh, lovely.
Out on the deck with Craig and Liam in the cutouts.
Me in my dressing gown.
There's some good photos floating around, I tell you, Craig.
Do you have the rollers in?
didn't have the roll. Lucky I didn't have the rollers, but I had the dressing gown on. I said, oh, look, leave me out of it. I've got my dressing. No, you've got to get in it. So I'm in the photo.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They were good boys. Thanks, Craig and Simon.
Well done, boys.
Had a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
What about the cricket this week? The IPL. Didn't Warner show him a thing or two?
What did he
did
do?
You see him hit? Did you see him hitting those sixes?
No, I didn't see it.
God, he was down on his knees. He was swinging them from everywhere. It was terrific. He showed him a thing or two because the test before the innings before he played badly. He went out for three, and I'll tell you who was playing good. Mitch Marsh. Yeah, he was hitting them really well, and he did a Gilchrist. He walked. He wasn't even out. He didn't review it.
Oh, you're joking.
Really?
You know, he didn't review, and he was 36 from about 15, I think, like that.
It's amazing how much cricket I learn off Margaret on a Saturday morning. And
you know, Margaret knows more about the game than you, Hutch.
Margaret will run through the week's sport and go, when did that happen? Did that happen?
I didn't know. I didn't twig on the Warner stuff.
You know way more about sport than we do, which is shows us up every Saturday morning.
Well, it's a good thing to watch, you know. It's better than the trash that's on television, I can tell you.
What's some of the trash on TV that you're off a bit at the moment?
I wouldn't watch this Big Brother if I was at the end of a 44-foot pole. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's coming on. I wouldn't watch that. And I don't watch MasterChef much either. Scream and yell and cry and carry on. Just cook. Cook.
Margaret, what about The Voice? Do you like those singing shows?
I like The Voice, except for the judges. We could do without them. They're just a pack of dills. You know, they just carry on like nobody's business. Oh, cry and press the buttons and jump around like, oh, they're silly. They're really silly. Get some new judges.
What did you think about the West Coast? Well, they've got no players and they've got a couple of the young blokes that are going out to a nightclub.
I feel sorry for them, to tell you the truth. Simpson must be really coaching under great suffering since... And they'll call for his head. They'll give him the flick, I suppose. And it's not fair. It's terrible what's going on with this COVID.
Yeah, yeah, they're having a bad run, but I mean, everyone else.
They're having a shocking run.
Well, you can't really blame the Western Australian. You can't blame Adam Simpson, really. You want to go back to the Premier. He's the one that locked everyone out for 2 years. And of course, they were going to all get it. And now the Fremantle boys are going down, so that's always going to happen.
Of course they're going to get it. Listen, you're talking about coaches with giving a spray. Mm. I'll never forget David Parkin. Mm. His veins used to hang out like they're going to burst on his neck. He'd be running out like and Brassy used to absolutely run out like a lion, screaming from the bench to the middle.
Yeah,
they were dynamite.
Very, very awesome people, all of them. Every one of them, awesome
people,
but just when they become coaches, they all become a bit nuts.
They do.
I'd hate to be on the end of one of their sprays.
Now, you've been keeping an eye on the federal election for us. I've been asking you to keep the temperature.
Not
a great week for Elbo. He forgot his 6-point plan on the NDIS. And then ScoMo's done the big family.
Not my job. Not my job. Not my job.
ScoMo's done the family cheesy Why Family Matters to me today, so they've both had interesting weeks, haven't they?
They've had an interesting week. You're right. They each one of them fluff it from time to time. Honestly, Craig, it's 6 of 1, as I said before, 6 of 1 and 6 of another.
It's a bit of that, isn't it?
We've just got to hang in there, see which one will give us the best deal. And I don't know which one that is. Do you?
No, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. We've got your birthday coming up, of course, as well.
Yeah, you have too. Well, I can't believe I've got it.
What date is it?
Pardon? 13th. Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Glad I didn't get the beer delivered that day.
No. We might take you out to Witches and Britches in Dudley Street.
What would you like for your birthday? 92nd.
Oh, be happy, just to be well, and I don't really want for much in my life. I've had a charmed life and still is I love it every day of my life. So it doesn't matter what I get. I don't expect anything, and I don't I don't care if I don't get anything.
Well, you'll probably get some, Margaret. We'll probably get some.
We'll be celebrating with you. Our audience love you. And Kathleen will be on the phone, won't she?
Of course she will.
Oh, yeah. For sure. She rang. We were talking on the phone. We said, my God, what about Hope Street this week? Because we lived off Hope Street for all our young life. And Kathleen said to me, oh, we used to run down there at midnight in the dark on our own down Hope Street home and wouldn't see anybody. And, God, you wouldn't walk outside your door now.
Yeah, that's
because we lived off Hope Street.
Times have changed. We've still got that framed Mick Malthouse jersey to give to Kathleen at some stage. We're gonna get up
oh,
to
she'd love it. She would love it. She would love
for
it.
His time at Carlton.
She's got a big whinge at the moment.
Yeah.
Big whinge.
What's that?
With the football, would you believe?
Why?
Because dear Kathleen is going blind.
Oh.
And that's not very pleasant. She doesn't get the results of the football. You know, like they don't give the score out. And she's got to rely on, she can't see the score. So my young sister, as you know, they're plugged in this morning, listening to us all. Hi, girls. Love you both. She relates the football to her on the phone. And now she relates the score to her every now and then. She keeps it up. The score. They don't give the score out, you know.
Not enough on the telly. They don't.
They don't say, you know, if they kick a goal or the now such. So they rely on it because it's always written on the screen, but blind people can't see the screen.
We get to get her into the radio, maybe just.
Yeah, we've got to get her set up on the app to hear all the games. And I think that's good on you for all looking out for her. She's wonderful, Kathleen. Got a great sense of humour like yours, and we love her too, Margaret. Thinking of her, and are you up for a song to finish? You got one in you, or?
Well, seeing it's Mother's Day, and we all should say, send us one dozen roses, put your heart in beside them, and send them to the one you love. Bye for now. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there.
Bye, darling.
Bye,
Happy Mother's Day
bye
to you
love.
Too.
Bye. Bye.
Margaret from Sunbury, and no doubt she'll be looked after tomorrow for lunch picks. Rocky will be hanging around. He'll be front and centre, Rocky,
when the food gets dished out, that's for sure.
All right, more off the bench coming your way right after this for Tyre Power. Their buying power puts you and gives you the power in your lane.